Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast in the weekend, and it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn on. And it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame-inspired Bad Choice Friday featuring the Go-Go's. God, I love the Go-Go's.
Really?
I love them. Always have. I thought they were hot when I was a kid.
Well, sure.
Still like the music. I was hoping they would get in this year. I know that sounds crazy. I'll admit it.
Love the Go-Go's.
I don't know. That song's annoying me the more we play it.
Go-Go's yeah, taking like on Jay-Z because he's not annoying. He just keeps ignoring or interrupting Alicia Keys.
I know. At some point, so like, Jay, you got to shut up, man. I'm singing.
Here's how you vote on a Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up. Either one will be good choices for our Bad Choice Friday. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Our question, what did you come into contact with? Did you really, really wish that you did not come into contact with? A few emails from today's question. I am sorry that I came into contact with my ex-husband. That from Lark.
Oh, no.
I mean, you knew that one was coming.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Guys, this happened to you, I kid you not, 10 minutes ago. I was weed-eating my backyard, and weed-eated into a large pile of dog crap. Second shower of the day.
That
from John. Guys, the story is about my buddy Chris back about 10 years ago. Me and another buddy Doug helping Chris move. We had a pretty productive day up until we had to move his mattress. For starters, this damn thing is a 3,000 thread count Egyptian cotton memory foam California king size mattress. It weighed an effing ton. Well, as I reached under to lift one corner, my hand touched something very cold, rubbery, and slimy. As we continued to lift, Doug and I discovered what must have been at least 100 used old condoms.
Ah,
we were so disgusted, God. We both dropped the mattress and ran to confront Chris. All Chris could say was, with a half-embarrassed smile, it was a good year. Absolutely the worst thing in my experience. Thanks again for all you do. Rock on.
That's so gross.
I'm from Ryan, the Amazon guy. Let's see here. On to the birthday request. This one is hot off the presses.
Woo!
Guys, I just had twin boys. Can I get a your penis is too small? And advice on twins from Coach Ted.
Oh, no.
And for Finn and Emery, rock on from Michael and Carly. Congratulations, guys.
Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of people see twins and they get worried. Well, sure, the price is double, all at the same time. But the good news is that I have a buddy that has twins. In a couple years from now, they entertain themselves, man. It's pretty amazing. Like, right. They'll just sit there, like, they have, like, the same brain. They laugh at the same jokes. Like, and honestly, he's been great for them.
Okay. Right. And you get it over with. 2-1.
I mean,
yeah, right?
Well,
it's expensive, but besides that.
You say 2-1, but that's assuming this is your first kid.
Yes. Yes. But,
you know
yes,
what I mean? Like, yes. That was my, and it sounds awful, but I'm like, look, if we have twins, this is the first kid. if it's twins, we're done.
Right.
Like, I'm not doing this again. And then you already have a kid, and then you get pregnant again, and you're like,
I hope it's not
please,
twins.
God, please don't be twins. Right. And I know that sounds horrible, but honestly, like, nah, man, I don't we're going to have to leave one somewhere.
And you have two kids, right?
Uh-huh.
But, like, at some point, when they're, like, five or six, even though they can play with each other, like, at some point, like, they're going to come over and be like, Mom, Dad, whatever. Like, yeah. My buddy's twins, they were, like, I think six. And I was like, do we need to go check on them? He's like, no, dude. He's like, they do this all day long. Like, they are just in the basement having a blast.
That awesome. Lucky son awesome. Of a bitch.
Right?
All of it, y'all, is I am wondering if you can please give a shout-out to Phoenix. It's his 22nd time around the Great Ball of Fire. Please give him the longest bong hit you have in an OG fish sandwich. Thank you, guys. That from Sean.
Two Oregon fish sandwich. Fish sandwich.
Guys, do a shout out for my husband, Mark. He loves listening to you guys every day, and so do our three kids. We love you, Sugar Plum. Happy birthday, love, Monica, Emma, Abigail, and Alexander. Can you give me your penises too small enough? Wendy Williams Spark. All the bitches, it's my daughter Alicia's 24th birthday today. Can she get a you like that? Some turtle sex and Coach Ted Smith giving her a pep talk for her final year, a pathology assistant master's program. Basically dealing with dead people and their dead people parts. We both love the show. Look forward to bringing our giant Jenga set to next year's Red Festival. Thanks again from Chris and the dogs, Zorro, Whiskey, and Koval.
You like that? You like that?
ZTC. Right? Zorro, Tango.
Whiskey, Koval.
Or Whiskey. Sorry. I did hear Whiskey. I think Tango. All right. See, you're working with these dead bodies. You know what the secret to that is? What most of the country's been doing all year. A face mask. God, I only imagine those things kind of reek or whatever. Now, here's the main thing. You're almost done. You're in your last year. Sorry, Dad. Somebody's got to tell her. Don't be creepy with the bodies.
Gentlemen, I want to wish a happy 34th trip around the sun to Tim Bender. Can we get the dirty Germans talking about delicious foods that you find in your beards? That from Tom and Shannon.
Yeah, if you can sense a semen food.
Yeah, ironically, I was thinking of something very salty that gets into mine all the time. Not sure it's the soy sauce, but whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So I swear to God, that gets in there more than anything else.
Why is soy sauce the one thing? It's not ketchup, it's not anything. It really it's soy sauce.
It's the viscosity.
How much soy sauce do you think has disappeared in your beard? Because if you're like me, man, like, you can try to wipe it out, but you look at the napkin. There's no evidence that you've touched soy sauce. So I'm like, I just have soy sauce in my beard.
I mean, every time I eat sushi.
In fact, if you're eating sushi, you could rip beard hairs out of me, put it on your sushi, it probably tastes right.
Miles, do you get it on your chin?
Soy sauce? No. Not soy sauce.
I know. Like, as soon as I asked, I was like, I should have said that. Maybe we're just bad with chopsticks.
That might have a lot to do with it.
Guys, I'd like for you guys to wish my best friend Leo a very happy birthday. How about an Andro penis, an inspirational quote from Miles, and the captain talking about crunch berries?
Andro penis.
Okay, Leo. Okay, it's going to be a little dark, but I think you can handle it. Leo, remember, one day you're going to die. And when you die, you should die like your grandfather did, peacefully, in his sleep. Not screaming like all the passengers in his car.
Quite a true statement. I've had a few lapses behind the wheel of my ship, but I've been okay, just false alarms. Although one thing I did learn on one of my many trips to Polynesia before I was forbidden from returning is that hairless cats can fit into your rectum.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Crunch berries.
Hola, Bichollos. I want to give a birthday shout-out to my awesome and funny brother, Concrete Johnny. You always crack me up. Can I get it too early for a fish sandwich, a Pat Sajak, and the dirty Germans talking about he had an eagle putt but missed it? Thank you. That from Holly Diver.
Too early to get a fish sandwich.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Yeah, I do not know what you talk about is this eagle putt, but I do have a sex move called the eagle butt.
Yeah, I have one. So not sure so I can tell it. It's the eagle putt. It's the eagle cashew nut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So missing that eagle putt.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Hello, guys. Can you please wish Heather Inspector, or God, Heather Inspector. Can you please wish Health Inspector Emily a very happy birthday? Please give her a long bong hit and a Wendy Williams. Thanks, guys. That from Mackenzie. Guys, can you please wish Dana, a.k.a. Baby Cakes, a happy birthday? It's her 48th trip around the sun. How about giving her an andro penis and the dirty Germans telling all about what happens to HR personnel on their birthday? Okay. Thanks, guys. That from Jay, Rob, and Barb.
Andro penis.
Yeah, I believe for the HR people who are always coming down on the employees for their bad behavior, I imagine they are quite the freaks when you get into the bedroom. Every violation of HR will be performed.
Yeah, see, it's the only come out it's the night.
Yeah.
Huh. I should imagine this HR person is already a freak. I mean, you're calling her the baby cakes.
Yeah, I'm going to use her butt like a finger puppet.
Like, damn, you call your HR person baby cakes?
Hey, baby cakes, am I in trouble?
Right. Might as well just slap her on the butt at that point. Jeez.
The onion booty. Guys, please wish Sandy Hoffwoman a happy 50th birthday. Have Captain Crunch tell him how if he removes the sand from his mangina, he could finally be called by his given name. Best wishes that from John, Chulsa, Darina, and Bartoon.
Oh, don't listen to those people. The captain enjoys not only having sand in his private parts, but specifically his mangina. I had one surgically constructed just for alone time. They'll do anything in Brazil if you have the money. Crunch berries.
Oh, Magellus, today is a big 5-0 for my good friend Adam, a loyal listener. Can you please give him a medley, the medley fish sandwich? And the dirty Germans giving him some advice on how to deliver a consignment of German sausage to his best girl. Thank you guys for years of entertainment. Happy 50th KISW. That from Jeff, Amy, John, and Andrew.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon,
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, you want to know how the sausage will be delivered to you tonight? I'll give you a hint. I call mine the pocket sausage.
Yeah, Alexis, the sausage is on consignment.
Yeah.
Usually you charge the wife. You dirty.
Yeah, I like how he operates.
Yeah.
We're going to have sex, and you're going to pay me for it.
Yeah, but tonight's free. It's your birthday, all right?
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Thank you, Robin. A couple extra emails here before we get to Ted versus the FCC. Greetings, guys. Just so you know, we have 200 open slots. If you could give us a shout out, we might be able to fill it. Thanks, guys. That from Kaylee. As tomorrow, the City of Buckley Fire Department is providing a COVID vaccination clinic at the fire station, 611 South Division Street in Buckley. Anyone 12 years or older may be able to register. Persons under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a guardian to the clinic. Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer vaccine will be available. This event is being made possible by the cooperation given by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. So again, if you're looking to get a shot, 200 slots are open tomorrow at the City of Buckley Fire Department. And again, that is on South Division Street in Buckley, if you're interested.
I know it doesn't matter, but I got my shots from the firemen. Felt good.
I wanted mine to be more dramatic. You know, like, I don't know, loaded in a bow and arrow or a crossbow, like, and you stand 50 yards away, I'm going to shoot you with the injection.
My guy was like...
You know what I'm saying? It'd be kind of fun instead of just hanging your arm out the window. And
my guy was an older guy. He was really, really cool, but I've got a tattoo of a shark on my shoulder. He's like, I'm going to stick this right in the shark's eyeball. Poop.
And I started bleeding out of the eye. I was like, that's kind of cool. And a shocker, like my second one, I just wouldn't shut up. And the guy's like, yeah.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Crinkle cut fries in the air fryer. Back to the air fryer discussions. Ola Bacholas, we got an air fryer in the house, so I decided that I would give the crinkle cut fry another shot, since I probably haven't had one in like over 20 years or so. So I had the drunk munchies one night, so I loaded up the air fryer with some delicious crinkle cut fries, sprinkled some seasoning salt on them with a quick spray of oil, and let the fryer do its job. 15 minutes later, I popped a hot, seasoned, crispy fry into my mouth, and Miles, I have to admit, pretty effing terrible.
Oh.
You wouldn't think it would be possible for a hot and crispy potato product fresh from the fryer and cold in Mexican seasoning could be so awful, but the crinkle fry somehow pulls off the impossible. I think I've had better fries from In-N-Out. I'll stick with the delicious sweet potato fries instead. Later, bitches, that from Sean in England.
Again, it's an air fryer, all right? This is not some biblical magic worker here, all right? Nothing is going to make a crinkle-cut fry taste good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how they consistently, they're like limp and not good.
Why is that? I mean, it's like, it's a freaking potato product.
Yeah.
And it's a french fry. But once you crinkle-cut it, it turns to garbage.
Subject is big boobies. My bitches thought the subject line would catch your attention. First of all, I love listening to you guys. You crack me up daily, and I wish I could just sit and BS with you guys sometime. I think you'd like me. Just saying. Anyway, I'm writing because although I'm a longtime listener, I don't know the stories behind a lot of the things you bring up on your birthday shout-outs. Like, where did the fish sandwich thing come from? It would be awesome if one show, you could regale us with a history behind each. I'd love to know. Again, you guys rock. Keep doing what you're doing. Cheers, guys. That from Tracy. P.S. And no, I'm not a stripper. Even though on a show long ago, one of you said that all girls with two E's at the end of their name are strippers. But fun fact, I've gone to a pole dancing class. As far as all the sound effects go, the original fish sandwich came from a guy that I used to work with in Baltimore who happened to be on television. He was in line at a McDonald's and wondered if he could get a filet-o-fish sandwich, but he was actually on the air at the time doing a traffic report.
But they cut to him just as he had pulled up to the thing, so they're like, let's go to Jimmy, and so Jimmy kind of looks at the camera and says, give me 1 second.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, turns his head and starts ordering McDonald's, and it was too early. He did not get the fish sandwich.
And that is that's the Baltimore accent right there.
Yeah.
So somehow that thing took off. We have no idea.
And what is his name? Traffic Jam Jimmy, right?
Yeah, Traffic Jam Jimmy. The turtle sex sound effects,
that was Ted. Ted said, hey, man, we were talking about something, and Ted goes, man, I heard this audio of turtles having sex, and you said he was getting after it or something to that.
Right, and we had watched the video of the turtle getting to completion on somebody's deck.
Yeah.
Right, and then we started finding the actual audio of it, and it was like, oh, my God.
And for some reason, people love it. The Wendy Williams burp fart, she did this on the air and kept insisting she didn't fart. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is that? The burp. Right, that NP, man, we all know that sound. That's a fart. Right?
Yeah, the German thing was just, I'd seen a comedian do a skit on how when Germans say stuff, it's gross. I used to go to Leavenworth all the time, and we started saying pub mustard sounded filthy.
Yeah.
So I just started kind of doing it. I don't know how it got wrapped up into the birthdays, but it did.
No idea.
Yeah, well.
I just said that.
And that was from an interview we did with Vince Neil. There was always a reason for all these things at the time. Some of them caught on, some of them went away. We had some Alan Thicke for a while.
Oh, there he is. The owl hit the window.
Listen, do yourself a favor, okay? So play that one again. To me, this is one of the funniest videos ever. If you don't know, so the idea was this couple's getting married at the church, and, you know, no one can just be normal anymore. So instead of just having a normal ring bearer, the idea was they had this ring tied around the talon of the owl, and the owl, and I don't know why they thought this would work, that the owl's going to fly straight down the
aisle. Because it was going to go to its handler. It's going to be released and then fly to its handler.
But here's the thing about owls. It's in the church, and in this church is this massive window. Well, the owl wants to get the hell out of Dodge, but owls are not aware of glass. So when you hear this, this is the owl hitting the window. You hear the people react, but if you listen closely, you'll hear a second thud, and that's when this owl drops to the ground.
Yeah. At someone's wedding.
Yeah.
And one more.
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
It was from another viral video of a guy who was, I think it was a sunfish.
It was a sunfish.
Yeah. They reeled in outside of Boston. They didn't know what the hell it was. And finally, from the emails, Ola Bacholas, I live in Reno, Nevada. I lived there for 5 years, from 99 to 2004. I found cash and other valuables several times while living there. The most memorable, finding a $1,000 Peppermill Casino chip in the parking lot in 2001 on a Friday while walking in to cash my work check. I put 100 of it on a 3-team college football parlay that paid 13-1 and won. So it ended up being about a $2,300 fine. I lived right down the street. It's fair to say that I gave that place much more than in return in the time that I lived there. That city, by the way, is crazy, and I could probably write a book about all the things I saw and did there in my time. Rock on, guys. That's from Scott in Portland, Oregon. All right, I think it's time we go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Bushy, pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse likes big Nick's fat rock, but Nick's fat rock doesn't push into pushy Pam's tight bushy posse.
Three times fast.
Bushy, pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse likes big Nick's fat rock, but big Nick's fat rock doesn't push into pushy Pam's tight bushy posse.
One!
Bushy, pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse like big Nick's fat rock, but Nick's fat rock doesn't push into pushy Pam's tight bushy posse.
Two!
Bushy, pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse likes big Nick's fat rock, but Nick's fat rock doesn't push into pushy Pam's tight bushy posse.
Oh! Another win! And Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah. I was watching Carson Daly last night.
We stayed up so late, we saw Byron Allen.
Hmm? Not even on anymore.
I was going to say, come on, man.
Did you know the Como News on TV starts at 4 a.m. now?
We do. And you know what they have at 4 a.m.? Traffic reports.
You know why? I know. I'm asking.
It is wild. Yeah, they all start at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Because they started out doing each other, right? So it's like, hey, we come on at 6. And then someone else said like 5:30. And you go, okay, that's reasonable. Then it was 5. And I believe it was Como. It was like 4 a.m. We're going to be there at 4 a.m. Like, guys.
It reminds me of like, there's something about Mary. Like, you know, the 6-minute abs.
Yeah.
What if we did 5-minute abs?
Yeah.
Like every time. And then next thing you know, it'll be like, Como News first at 3:30. Like, who gets up at 3:30, guys? Why are you making your people work that early?
And why do you have traffic?
My God.
It's this, at 4 o'clock in the morning? There is none.
But even
I got to say real quick, I know it's not Como, but shout out to Tracy Taylor.
Oh,
I don't
Tracy
know when she sleeps.
I don't know.
Like, she's on that traffic grind all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, it's unreal.
But to load the whole
Uber,
even though we were up all night.
Seriously, like sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, how is she reporting this?
Even though we were up all night, we came in, and lo and behold, right there in the old email was a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Oh man!
And it's from our buddy Andy, and he says, "Thanks for your time and rock on, bitches. This might be a difficult one for Ted. Ted's been on a roll here, 11 in a row, 11-2 on the year,
12-2
on the year.
Good looking out.
This is going to be a difficult Ted versus the FCC. And he said it's inspired by his British friends. Here's what I've got. Do you shivagit? I don't shivagit. Maybe I'll shivagit if you duck a sick well. Shivagit if you hunt a comfy duck. I won't shivagit on an ambulance diagonally. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
That was a strange one there.
All right.
Sorry.
I loosen up the lips. Get them wet.
All right. Do you shivagit? I don't shivagit. Maybe I'll shivagit if you duck a sick well. Shivagit if you hunt a comfy duck. I won't shivagit on an ambulance diagonally.
Three times fast.
Do you shivagit? I don't shivagit. Maybe I'll shivagit if you duck a sick well. Shivagit if you hunt a comfy duck. I won't shivagit on an ambulance diagonally.
One.
Oh!
One in the loss goal.
Mike, you jinxed me.
One of the few times we have a loss there.
I don't even
and Ted versus the FCC. That was a tough one. So to come, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Bad Choice Friday coming up as well. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. Also, Bad Choice Friday time. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman has just been found guilty in court for robbing a bank 2 years ago to fund her plastic surgery.
Jesus Christ. I hope she at least looks great.
Right? Did she at least get to go through with the plastic surgery?
I would think if you're robbing banks for that, I'm guessing she got the plastic surgery soon after.
If they,
that's my guess.
How long ago she robbed this bank?
2 years ago.
Oh, she's had the surgery.
Sure. But here's the thing is that did they find her before she was able to get the surgery? Like, you got to snatch that money and you got to go immediately to go get that surgery.
Well, if it was 2 years ago, I'm saying that's plenty of time to have surgery. Yeah.
Well, she was just
but
found
guilty.
But
she was
guilty.
Just found guilty. She
my bad.
Been, right.
My bad.
They don't have a picture of her mugshot.
Nope.
Damn it.
Among other things, Target is going to stop selling Pokemon cards for safety reasons. Apparently, someone pulled a gun in their parking lot to steal cards from someone.
Yeah.
What was the thing?
They probably bought it at the store.
Didn't something like happen in a Burger King or something where guys were they were armed and they robbed the just got these
yeah
they were collectors
yes.
items
for, I do remember
well that's
like
why
that.
The Target stopped. They said look they and not just the Pokemon cards but this baseball cards anything where you have collectors
sure
they said look if people can start pulling out guns in our goddamn store for a Pokemon card and we're getting rid of them in all of our stores
right
we're done we're not playing this
mm-hmm.
which is ridiculous because. Like, it's my kids are like, well, guys, I can't get them at Target because
right?
apparently this is worth killing someone.
Where I'm starting to think, it's like, okay, now where the hell do I have to go for Pokemon cards now? Not that I would ever buy them, but
Amazon.com.
If that's the case.
Cycle them out.
And that's how we do because I hate vegetables. I'm going to, like, hold someone at gunpoint when they have asparagus. We stop carrying produce. Like, yes.
Do you hear me, Whole Foods?
Give me your quinoa or I'll shoot. What else can we get off the damn shelf? I'm here for the Kenny G album.
Oh, no.
I'll shoot. Everything I don't like.
A Hummer in Florida.
Ciabatta.
Then.
Ciabatta.
Give me all your ciabatta bread or I'll shoot.
Gone.
Goodbye, ciabatta.
Give me all the mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Hey,
yeah,
easy.
I knew I'd cause a fight with
son
that
of
one.
A bitch.
A Hummer in Florida that caught fire after the driver. There was a Hummer in Florida that caught fire after the driver filled up a bunch of containers with gasoline. You guys aren't even going to hear the story. Yeah, he filled up a bunch of. He filled up a bunch of containers full of gasoline, and then something sparked, whether, I think Ted made the, you know, he might have been smoking, it could have been static shock for all we know, but he's got literal containers in the back of his Hummer full of gasoline.
But this keeps happening. Like, look, there is not a gas shortage,
right.
But people have been convinced there is, so they're hoarding, right?
Right?
So there was a woman, I think this has happened yesterday. The cops, they see her drive by, and they realize the license plates on her car were stolen. So they go to pull over. She starts a high-speed chase. I mean, this thing lasts maybe 30 seconds, but she rolls the car, and then the car explodes. And the cops are like, what in the hell? And they realize she had filled her trunk with gasoline.
Oh, my God.
She didn't, like, put it in containers and put the containers in the trunk. She opened the trunk, filled the trunk with gasoline, and when she rolled her car, the goddamn thing blew up.
Those Russian hackers are laughing their asses off.
Yeah. Yes!
At us.
And Ted, would you like to educate the people on how gasoline is flammable?
Yeah. Like, the liquid's bad, but the fumes.
Right.
fumes are combustible.
It lights the vapor, kids.
Jesus.
So if you have open containers of gasoline in the back of your car, it is filling your car with that vapor. Mm-hmm. And if you smoke, if you even try to smoke, hosed.
I mean, right, if you even just, like, get a spark from, I mean, anything.
Anything, right.
You drag the buckle across, or seatbelt buckle across something.
Mm-hmm. Boom. That's all it takes, man. Speaking of which, over in Louisiana, a hotel was evacuated because one of the guests was hoarding two full cans of gas in their room. Guys.
Jeez, come on.
Just stop it.
Guys.
Just stop it. Red Lobster is hiring a chief biscuit officer.
Okay, now this makes sense.
Chief,
finally,
biscuit.
Someone hasn't lost their mind.
Do you brag to people like, what do you do for a living? You know, you're at the airport bar, or whatever.
Hey, yes.
What do you do for a living? I actually, believe it or not, work for Red Lobster. I am the chief biscuit officer. I'm the CBO.
Mm-hmm. Heading to Bothell this weekend to inspect their location.
The hiree will get $1,000 in free biscuits, among other things.
Yeah, free bit, thanks.
Come on.
That's QC, man. They got to make sure that the biscuits are
good.
What
do you get paid? They don't really pay me cash. They pay me in biscuits.
If I do really well every 3 months, they give me gravy.
I was 125 pounds when I started the job.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like an insult. Like, all right, chief biscuit officer.
Right, exactly.
Not you.
Bring me more of those free Cheddar Bay biscuits, damn it.
Yeah. Let me guess. You like the scampi, huh? The butter?
Michelob Ultra is giving people free beer to work out this summer. Apparently, all you have to do is upload proof that you worked out, and they'll send you a $5 card.
Most people already do that.
You can drink it when you're working out because it's water.
Just put it in your Camelback when you're hiking.
As far as I can tell, most people that work out, they want to let you know they're working out.
That's right.
And you're like, hey, the proof is there.
A couple in Phoenix had their truck stolen and told police that a baby was inside of it so that they would find it faster. They did, and then they were charged.
What do you get charged with? Just, like, lying to an officer or whatever you call it?
It's a false report.
That truck's my baby. That's what I meant. I paid $70,000 for it.
Use your words carefully.
Like, I get where you were going with it. You know, this is going to take a while. You got to look for the evidence and all this fun stuff, and maybe you're just waiting for the report. Tell people
that
there's a baby inside of it, they'll find it.
Yeah, but
because everyone gets involved. You say there's a baby in there, now every cop gets involved.
Right,
all this stuff.
Someone stole my truck, my baby's gone. I don't know what happened to her.
All right.
He's like, no, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, how did he say
it? I just speak about my truck like a person.
I remember a guy had to talk to, like, Homeland Security or something. I can't remember if it was, like, Target or Walmart or whatever. But somebody, Home Depot, yes. Overheard him saying something like that. There's a bomb in the bathroom, whatever. But
he blew up the bathroom.
Yeah, he blew up the bathroom.
No, he's fixing to blow it up.
Right. I'm going to blow up the bathroom. So, of course, the authorities are called, and he's like, bro, I'm... Like, I had to poop real bad. Man, it's not a bomb. I just needed to poop.
I think he was just walking in. There was a gal coming out of the ladies' room, I believe, as he was going in, and he just said, I'm about to blow this thing up. And then she took it seriously, literally, and then called authorities for it.
Ladies, if it makes you feel any better, I would not offer up that information. I would not walk by a stranger and say, I'm about to go lay one down in the bathroom.
About to blow this up.
What you doing later?
The man's stole.
I'm going to pump this one out real quick.
I'm about to be empty.
I got a heater coming.
A man stole 14 cases of Bud Light and then attempted to return them, saying that his wife bought the wrong beer.
Yeah.
Good work.
He was trying to get the cash.
Yeah.
Like, hey. If you already made out the door of the beer.
Keep the beer.
Just consider that a win.
That's a win, man.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, and then, he's trying to get cash for it, which I don't know why you grab beer as your cash grab, but I mean, all right, dumbass. A woman was snorkeling in Australia and found a lost wedding ring wrapped around a fish.
Did you see the picture of this?
Yes!
I don't think they can get the ring off the fish without the fish not making it. Because the fish has grown bigger around the ring, so it almost looks like an hourglass.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the fish is big in the tail and big in the front.
Like, you do that weird thing with cucumbers.
And the ring is like one of those, it's like a... What do they call that thing?
The things that chicks put on. Right,
exactly. Corset?
Yeah, like a corset in the middle of it.
You think the other fish is like, damn, girl, you look good. Put that ring on.
Someone asked 1,200 people which animals they think they could beat in a fight, meaning unarmed, no weapons, and we do have the results.
Oh, boy.
So let's start it slow here. Number 10, a rat.
Yes.
Well, could you beat a rat in a fight?
Yes, I could beat a rat in a fight.
Yeah. All right, 72% said yes. Could you
72?
72.
The hell is wrong with the other 20? It's a rat, man. You're going to win.
Some people hate rats.
They hate rats.
They're big. They're hairy. They're nasty. How about a house cat? Could you beat a house cat in a fight?
I mean, eventually. No. I mean, yes, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to take that fight.
Once you get a hold of it, you'll win. But you're gonna take some licks for it.
Right? Yeah, that's true. How about a goose? You got to find a goose.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been waiting for it.
I don't want to.
But you could beat.
But if I had to, I would.
I'm with Ted. I've been waiting for it. I see all these videos of these geese that are just jackasses. I remember that was the first and only animal that I was at the fair that actually looked at me aggressively. He hissed at me, and I wanted to punch that goose, but I know that it wasn't okay.
There's so
I'm waiting for them to come attack me.
It's not that I'm trying to be unapologetic, but there's so many of those geese,
mm-hmm.
and everybody gets so wigged out when they die. Like, man, they're kind of like pigeons and rats. They're...
Looking at the picture of that fish with the ring on it, corset is not what came to mind.
Oh, really? You don't find him attractive?
Nah, looks like a penis. Mm-hmm. The fish looks
so
like
it's
a penis.
It's still a ring.
Right.
I'm just saying, different type of ring.
Right. That is an unfortunate
I'll base
thing.
It off something else.
All right,
getting
back
so much
here.
Bigger.
How about an eagle? Could you fight an eagle?
Yes.
Unarmed. No weapons. Could you beat it?
No.
What kind of eagle?
Just as an eagle, Ted.
You can beat it.
It's an aerial attack, man.
I'm not saying it's going to be awesome or easy. I'm just saying once you grab that thing, it's over.
I don't know about that, man. Maybe.
When I rip its wings off of its body
the bold.
And stomp on its skull, I think we're good to go. And yes, it's claw. Look, I'm not saying I
won't. That's an eagle talon. That's a guy's hand.
You still beat him. It's going to suck.
The eagle never gives up. He soldiers forward, and he will win his fight.
I don't know, man. I'm a thrill. I mean, he's going like,
to
sink
right.
into me, and then I'm going to body slam him.
I think you're underestimating just how much that would hurt. That would take you out, man.
I mean,
yeah,
I think I can
do it. Like, how much does he weigh? I outweigh that thing by a ton.
Yes.
When I land on top,
hard, man.
When I land on top of him, he's sort of...
What percent crappy. Of people?
His evil body's going to be in pain.
That's
his
fair.
Evil body.
That's fair. So I agree with what you're saying. He's got one shot, but he's got good shot.
He'll peck me like I'll be in terrible shape.
Like in the end, we win this fight.
Well, 30% of people
sucks.
Are with you guys.
All right.
How about a kangaroo? Could you fight a kangaroo?
No.
I mean, not successfully.
I would take that on before I would take on a eagle.
14% think that they could beat a kangaroo in a fight.
My dad
was in Vietnam, he had R&R. He tried to box one. It whooped his ass.
Oh, yeah. They're scrappy, man.
I'm not even kidding.
Not only that, didn't we see a survey or something that said like 97% of kangaroos are left-handed?
Yeah.
So southpaw.
And they box.
Right.
So you don't want to ever take on a lefty.
No.
I'm just saying, you don't. So you have to have skills, I guess.
They're like ripped deer.
Because yeah, I've seen basically. Dudes like jack a kangaroo hard as they can, and they don't really move. You know, like something they keep fighting, but they just stand there and look at you like, that wasn't enough.
Right, there was the guy that saved his dog, and he just absolutely crushed this kangaroo, but he was still on his feet. He was dazed, but he couldn't taken a second shot.
I still don't think I can take him out.
No. Could you beat a wolf in a fight?
No.
No.
No, they're too quick. 12% of people think that they can, though.
Some wolves are like 140 pounds.
Right.
They're big-ass animals,
that's what I'm saying,
man.
50 pounds.
Are you ready for this?
And the thing about wolves like... to fight. I mean, that's the thing. That if you make eye contact with
it's a sport, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you beat a crocodile in a fight?
No.
Could you go all Steve Irwin on this guy?
He could jump on their back. And
yeah, sure.
But they were never, like, dead when he was done.
Right.
And he never even really, like, subdued them. He just, you know, like anything, you cover their eyes and they calm down, but... I don't think so.
That was a totally different show if they were dying.
Alligators and crocodiles, they can bite and puncture your skin, right?
Oh, yeah.
But their move is to bite you and then spin you and take you under and drown you.
Correct.
Now, if it's on land, their teeth are not really necessarily like as sharp as a shark.
Okay.
So they're not going to razor cut you and thrash. They just clam down and keep their position.
But my teeth aren't sharp, but if I bite you, I mean, it still sucks. You know what I mean?
It does.
If they got you on the ground game, man, they will thrash.
They have rounded teeth.
So are you taking on the crocodile?
I would rather take on a just based on the flesh wound, a crocodile or an alligator than a shark.
All right.
You know?
Crocodile, all right.
Just thinking about all those teeth that are in somebody's
I don't know, man. Keep in mind, like, saltwater crocs take out sharks.
I'm not messing with a crocodile. Crocodile, no way.
9% of people think that they could beat a crocodile. Could you beat a gorilla?
No.
Not a damn chance in hell. 8% of people think that they could beat up a gorilla. It has to be a baby and it has to be asleep when I jump on it.
8% of people.
8% of people think that they could beat up a gorilla.
I don't think people understand precisely how strong those things. I mean, it is. You'll see, like, they have videos like 15 bodybuilders and a tug of war with the gorilla who's using one arm, and it's not even close.
Not only that, but they're the closest thing in my mind to what a human is, isn't it? And then, you know what I mean? So,
sure.
Like, I would never want to fight that animal just based on the fact that, like, if they're in a bar and they say something to my girlfriend, maybe. You know what I mean? But other than that, like...
If you're in a bar and a gorilla
Says something to your woman. You will challenge the gorilla.
I'm grabbing a pool cue.
Man. Sure, you gotta grab a weapon. That's the only way that you have a chance.
I mean, he's close to us, but humans fight humans all the time.
I know
yeah,
that.
But yeah, but they're not strong as gorillas.
No,
right.
I wouldn't fight.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not fighting him out of fear, not because he's close to me.
Miles, right. You're gonna grab the pool cue, and the gorilla's gonna grab the pool table.
Right, exactly.
What if he grabbed a stick and said, rack him up?
Let's play. By that way, they also add in there that 17% of people think that they could beat up a chimp.
No.
They're the same dumbasses that think they could beat a gorilla.
No, you can't.
It's not gonna happen. Stop it. How about, could you beat an elephant in a fight?
Come on.
I don't know how that's even a question.
What percent of people are confident they could...
The same 8%, man.
Dude, who took this survey? Like, lions? You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe...
Speaking of which, could you beat up a lion?
No!
Really? Because 8% of people think that they could beat a lion.
But that's
I've heard one story of a person taking out a lion, and it was in Italy. The lion didn't escape from the zoo. It ended up in this woman's backyard. She was on the phone with a friend. Her kid was outside playing in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
This woman blacks out, does not remember what happened. But when the authorities got there, the lion was in shock and had broken ribs in her backyard. She went mama. Like, she went in protection mode.
Sure.
She's like, I don't know what I did, but the lion's like, that bitch is crazy!
Now, on that note, it does say that this isn't just a macho guy thing. 7% of women said yes, that they would go after, that they could beat up a lion as well. There are 7% of women that are not afraid to take on a lion.
Well, not being afraid does not make you smart. I would be like, her last words were, I'm not afraid of this lion.
And then it all started with, could you beat up a grizzly?
No.
What?
6% of people.
Come on, man.
Okay. 6%. Go ahead, give it a shot. You know what? Let the bear stand there. Hold the bear back for me. And go ahead and take your hardest shot at that bear. See how you do. Guarantee it doesn't.
There are people that are like,
flinch.
They fired a gun at the bear and the bullet ricocheted off their skull.
Right. You ain't gonna do a damn thing. We may be seeing a trend starting in Florida.
Uh oh.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Oh, I was gonna say. Thank you, Mike. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.